What's going on, Sava FC? This is Anthony. I'm with Ben and Antonio, who will join us in a few minutes. Ben, what's going on?
Nice to see you guys. How you doing?
Doing good. So nothing exciting happened this weekend.
Not that exciting, no. Especially as an Arsenal fan.
I know.
It's pretty disappointing.
It is. Well, you know, I was hoping Vlahovic was going to go to Arsenal too, but
So was I. Last week, I was pushing for it, all over it. Today, looks like he's going to Juventus.
Looks like it. So we wish him the best luck. Hope he scores 100 goals.
You may do. I do not.
Well, like I was saying before, I feel like we've been jinxing everybody that we've been.
No, I get you. 100%, so, yeah.
You know,
the more we wish him, the less he gets.
I don't know. Maybe, like I said before, maybe he has something that he's starting to build there, and it's better for him to stay now.
No, 100%, yeah.
You know.
And I think he likes it in Italy as well, so that's why he wants to stay.
I don't think many fans of other teams in Italy are happy.
I'm sure not, no.
I was reading that he's had some death threats and all over Fiorentina.
Yeah.
They got banners calling him all sorts of nasty names for leaving.
That's probably why he went down with COVID for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
To get everything sorted out and move
exactly.
out before anyone can see him or get hold of him.
The owner of that team has already let some good players go. Chiesa is one of them. He sent him to Juventus.
So it looks like it's just trying to get their money in.
Yeah.
And he had 18 months to go. So, yeah.
All right.
It's a good deal.
I know Antonio was excited that he's staying in Serie A because, you know, he has him on his fantasy soccer team and
he's scoring all
the goals for him.
He's probably his captain and everything else now.
He is. You know, Antonio's in first place. So if Vlahovic left, he and I'd be swapping spots, first to 10th.
Oh,
yeah,
so, no.
I'm in the pits. I'm done.
We can hope he gets an injury in between that time, you know? Maybe he can be out for a couple of weeks.
So now what's Arsenal going to do? Who are they going to look to go grab?
Well, at the moment, they're looking at Isaac.
Oh, from Sweden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays for Sevilla at the moment. So looking at him. Maybe Calvert-Lewin from Everton.
Yep. I saw earlier that Jovic was an option, but I guess now it's no longer an option. And then Wijnaldum wants out of PSG and he wants to go to Arsenal.
Yeah, I've been reading that for the last couple of days. Fingers crossed that he can go there.
Right,
he's a good player. He'll do well and he'll fit straight in. He knows the league.
You know who else wants out of PSG?
Who's that?
Donnarumma.
Oh, he does?
Yep. I understand, you know, a lot of people's eyes, he's one of the best goalkeepers in the world, but he's sitting the bench collecting a $250,000 paycheck every week.
Not a bad paycheck,
I must admit. No, it's not. You know, for 21 years old, sitting on the bench collecting that paycheck, you know, he just added a few more years to his shelf life.
What teams have been mentioned for him, would come in for him?
Oh, I think they were talking about Barcelona.
Oh, Barcelona?
Yeah. I don't know how they're going to afford him.
Yeah.
I think they're close to $1 billion in debt. I don't think anybody in Italy is going to take him because he should have just stayed put in Milan.
I mean, the wage is going to be hard to move on, isn't it? I mean,
so,
that's the thing.
What's the story with Jesse Lingard?
Well, Jesse Lingard, I heard today Newcastle been trying to buy Jesse Lingard. They've been pushing to buy him.
Right.
And that Man U want a big fee for the 6 month loan.
Do you think that big fee is a slap in the face because he wouldn't sign in the beginning of the season?
I think so.
Right.
Yeah.
How long's he been with Man United?
He's been forever.
He's been there since he's been a kid, right?
Yeah.
So
teenager.
How old is he now? How old is he now? He's got to be close to 30, 31.
Yeah, I think he's probably 28.
28? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then here comes Antonio. We can hear him
coming there.
Here he is.
Sorry, I got attacked by the two bears you call dogs upstairs.
Sorry.
What's going on, everyone?
What's going on?
Not much.
So we touched a little bit about Vlahovic staying in Italy.
Just like to say, I called that back in September, October?
Maybe.
Maybe. We're not going with it yet. We're still not done and dusted. We're still...
Listen, it's official. He had a handshake deal with Juventus that he didn't want to renege on, and Juventus showed up with the cash for the deal.
I did hear it's $15 million it was covering.
$15 million?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was the fee that they were going to charge if he went somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's a pretty hefty fee.
Arsenal was willing to pay for it. But you know what? Antonio, what did he call himself last week? Romantic. So this is a proof that there's still loyalty in football.
But it's not only that, too. This kid came over to Italy at 17 years old, I believe. But because of the way the youth contracts work, he couldn't make his first appearance until he turned 18. So that's when Fiorentina gave him his big money contract for 5 years. He loves Italy. He said that before. And he didn't want to leave. He just wants to play Champions League at 21 years old.
Right.
So,
yeah, but is that guaranteed at Juventus?
With Vlahovic now, yeah.
Yeah.
And not only did Juventus just guarantee themselves Champions League with Vlahovic in the lineup, but they guaranteed themselves success for the next 5-10 years.
Right. And you never know with AC Milan falling apart with injuries.
Well, AC Milan, they're looking at Aubameyang now, aren't they?
Well, they're going to have injuries, and then they're going to have Aubameyang to be at the nightclubs every night. So they're going to have injuries.
Listen, AC Milan needs to figure out what they're doing, but these old strikers ain't going to work forever.
No.
Well, that's what they used to.
I mean, what's Aubameyang? 32, 33?
32, yeah.
I think the kicker of it all is that Milan originally owned Aubameyang.
Yes.
Before he went anywhere else, AC Milan owned him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the craziest part. They just they lost Frank Kessié today.
Yep, saw that.
Signed with Barcelona in June, I believe. He's so he'll be able to go over
for
there
the rest of the season, and then.
But another player that they lost on a free transfer.
Right.
First Donnarumma, now Kessié. Milan's got to learn how to.
We kind of touched on Donnarumma not wanting to be a PSG, collecting $250,000 sitting on the bench. You know.
I mean, we kind of all knew that was going to happen.
Right. You know, but
this is what happens when Mino Raiola is your agent.
He should have just stayed in Milan.
Mino Raiola is one of the worst but best agents in football for a reason. So, yeah, if all you want to do is make money, that's fine. How many of his clients has he sent over to China to play non-existent football, but they're getting paid like kings?
Right.
So
yeah, they make top dollar.
Yeah.
The other one that like boggled my mind that I saw as a rumor is that Man City was targeting Haaland.
Not going to happen.
I hope not, because
it won't happen until the summer.
No.
I don't think it should happen, period.
I think it will in the summer. I think that might get played.
I don't know. I'm a true believer that Haaland's going to go to Spain. He's going to go to either Barcelona or Real Madrid before he goes to the Premier League.
The only reason I disagree, Mbappe's going to go Real Madrid, yeah.
I'm sorry?
Mbappe's going to go Real Madrid.
That's what they're saying, but we don't know.
But it seems that way.
That's what it seems like.
Can Barcelona afford him?
I don't think he can afford. We were talking about that a long time ago. Were they almost $1 billion in debt?
Right, but some way, somehow, Ben, and you might understand this better than I do, these clubs on paper can't afford anybody, but yet then transfer market rolls around and they're spending 75 mil, 80 mil, 115 mil, and I don't understand how.
I do agree, but I'm just saying Barcelona this year is the first time I've ever seen them stopped. They can't buy anyone.
Right.
They're trying to put all their players on less wages.
Right.
Everyone's getting upset. How are they going to make a big bid for them?
They might not be able to make the big bid for them, but who knows what's going to happen come June, who they're going to, you know, load off. I mean, right now they just got Frankie Kessié on a free transfer.
Yep.
They're talking about getting, what's his name? Who I can't remember right now. Morata from Juventus. And Juventus is probably going to let him go for cheap because they have Vlahovic now. They don't need him anymore. Exactly. Right. So they don't care about the transfer fee. Let's just get him off the books and not pay him that wage. Realistically, if Barcelona rebuilds the right way, they might be able to make an attempt at him.
Maybe.
Man. I doubt that one. I'll just say because Mbappe's going to go Real Madrid. I think so. I mean, they tried to buy him before, didn't they? 150 million.
Something like that.
See, 6 months ago.
But here's my thought process.
With a year left.
These young guys, right? They want to go play in Spain. I feel like Spain doesn't have the glory of that it had 10, 15 years ago.
Here's the thing. Spain, for at least the next 5 to 10 years, will always be remembered as the league where Cristiano and Messi both played and played against each other for some of the greatest games we've ever seen. That's not gone yet. No. Messi just left this year.
Well, I get that. But still, you know, if Haaland goes to a team in the Premier League, Mbappe should go to a team in the Premier League.
Well, so that's what I was going to say. Yeah, Mbappe is a player that I can see in the Prem. I can see him do real well there.
Fun fact.
Especially Liverpool.
He is the
not Liverpool.
He is the fastest player.
No chance.
Well, Salah's leaving at the end of the year, too.
Well, that's a merry-go-round. That could start it. I mean, if he left, then it's a possibility.
Maybe Arsenal can scoop up behind and pick up Salah. Do you know he's the fastest player in all of soccer? 26 miles per hour.
Wow. He's a hot prospect, isn't
he? Unbelievable.
Not even a prospect.
What's he, 21? You know what I
mean? Not a prospect anymore.
He guarantees everything to me.
Mbappe, who was it that he had his season with before PSG bought him? It wasn't Lille, it was Monaco. Monaco, right. That's when he was a hot prospect. Yeah. I mean, he did things that season that were unbelievable.
He's established
now. But who would you rather have? Salah, Mbappe, Haaland?
Haaland.
Mbappe.
I think Haaland's more durable.
Yes, but I'm the type of
I like Mbappe.
I do too.
I do. It's a tough one, isn't it? I was just Salah's just scored
right
30 goals a season right. for the last 4 or 5 seasons.
Here's my thing, though.
Now, are you saying Salah at 21 years old or Salah now? Because if we're gonna compare ages, it's a different story.
Yeah, but Salah hit his prime later on, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Salah, when he was younger, was making his way around teams, only lasting a year. It's really once he joined Liverpool that he made that final jump.
Right.
And that was at the age of, I think, 26, 27.
Yeah.
So, you know, Salah struggled early on in his career. Mbappe's different. At 19 years old, he basically brought Monaco to a league title against PSG, who at the time were by far the best team in League One.
Right.
And he's a World Cup winner.
Yeah.
Here's my thing with Mbappe. Haaland, you need to get him the ball in order for him to score, right? He's had those plays where he'll take the ball the whole field and score himself. But you need to get him the ball. So if you can't just put him on any team. You need to put him on a team that functions well. Mbappe, forget it. Mbappe can do it all on his own if he needed to. That's the difference for me.
I think for me, the reason why I like Haaland so much is he's got that Ibra, you know, mentality. You know,
he's a similar sort of guy.
But no, don't get me wrong. I love Mbappe.
I don't think there's any wrong answer.
Ben, I need to get your opinion on this too, because Ant, you love Ibrahimovic.
I don't know.
You love him. He's never won a Champions League.
No, never.
He's never won a World Cup. He's never won a Euro Cup. To prove to you how bad he was for Inter, when they got Mourinho and he knew he was going to win a Champions League with them, he sent Ibrahimovic packing.
I don't know. I like the guy.
I like his attitude too. What do you like about him?
I don't know. Just the way his physicality.
But maybe when he's there, it's all about him. Do you know what I mean? So it probably stops the other players.
So this is the one thing.
I also think he brings a little bit of bad luck to him too. You know.
Before the bad luck, though, I want to touch on Ben's point. An article came out last year when he was playing for AC Milan. I think it was his first season there. Well, was it last year his first season? It doesn't matter.
You mean anyway, returning from...
Yeah, when he first went back to AC Milan, Milan was in the gutter, right? They weren't performing well, and he started coming out into the media with these outlandish comments. He's like, I'm the coach. I make the decisions. I tell Pioli who goes where and where they play.
Because that's Ibra.
But hear me out. And then he started saying things like, I'm God when it comes to football. And he started scoring goals to back up his statements.
Right.
Finally, at the end of the season, they asked him, they're like, do you really believe the things that you say? And he goes, no. He goes, do you want to know why I say them? He goes, because I came in here and it was a team of young guys and you guys were murdering them in the media. Guess what happened once I came to Milan? You no longer talked about anybody else except me. And he goes, and I know how to handle you guys because I've been around for a long time. He goes, and what happened? We climbed the ranks.
Right.
We made Champions League. He goes, that's where I made the difference.
And now you probably, know.
I mean, that's like Mourinho when he coaches.
But,
he takes all the flack.
He takes all of it, right? And really, you know, he might not do much on the field. You know, guys are complaining that you have to put the ball on his feet in order. But I think it's just the leadership, the diversion he causes with the media and all that other stuff. I love it. I don't know.
Yeah. But, no, you can't doubt him. Do you know what I mean?
But my favorite player currently just had knee surgery the other day. I can't wait. 7 months, he'll be back.
Chiesa.
Special.
Ben, what's your opinion on Chiesa? Do you have any?
Not really.
No.
he probably hasn't watched them enough to...
Well, I mean, he watched the England Italy final, so you saw that.
No, he's a good player. Do you know what I mean? Very good, but I don't watch him all the time.
Right.
He was very good in the Euros.
Ben, by the way, I'm just going to put this out there for everybody. I have to break your balls for as long as I can because chances are we're not going to the World Cup.
Well,
England is there.
Don't.
Exactly. England is there. We're not. So then we're going to get all the flack for the next four years. And
no, I get you 100%. I mean, I did see him in the Euros. Very good. Hopefully I won't see him again. So
the way it's looking, no. With Mario Balotelli as our striker, we're good. You guys, no other competition.
You should keep Balotelli.
Well, actually, talking about the national team, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but Mancini brought up a Serie B player, Fagioli, to play.
Nicolo Fagioli.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened in England where a second division player gets called up to the national team? Really?
How did that work out?
Steve Ball played for Wolves. He used to be the top scorer in the championship back in the day. He scored loads of goals. He was a goal scorer.
Yeah.
Wouldn't move to a big club, stayed at Wolves, come into the national team, scored tons of goals.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's hope this happens soon. Yeah.
The difference with Fagioli is, though, he's owned by Juventus.
Right.
And according to some Juve fans that I've talked to, this kid should be at Juve playing, even though he's only 20 years old.
There's no room for him right now.
Are you kidding me? Next to McKinney, there's tons of room.
I guess you're right. He is the midfielder. Now,
put it this way. Out. Against AC Milan, Bentancur was their best player, and you just said, Ben, you said he got transferred, right? Bentancur got transferred?
They're trying to buy him at the moment, Aston Villa.
So Aston Villa is trying to buy...
20 million. Right. That's probably why they got... What's his name? I don't want to talk about him anymore.
Ben's still salty about him. Dusan Vlahovic, just have to say it. But listen, Juve's midfield is in shambles. And if they want to get back to competing on the European stage, they got to make some changes. Right. And maybe for once, some young homegrown talent will help them.
Maybe. There's nothing much going on in the world of football other than the transfers. That we're on international break.
We're on international break for, what is it, the... UEFA Nations League or
no,
whatever?
It's for the I think the South American qualifiers and the North American qualifiers for World Cup.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know. You got FA Cup this week?
FA Cup in the weekend?
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any good games coming up off the top of your head?
Arsenal's not in it, so it doesn't really matter.
Ben, I'm going to be honest with you. So I'm starting to get into the Premier League because of you. I said, let me make it interesting. So last week I put a bet in on Leicester City against Brighton. I said, Leicester should win this one, right?
No, Brighton are a good team.
I know they are. Unless they're at home, I was like, they should be able to pull one off. Danny Welbeck at the 82nd minute. Are we serious right now? I thought Danny Welbeck wasn't even in the league anymore.
I would bet on a draw for them. Brighton are good. They're a good team. Leicester are young.
No, Leicester is... I don't even recognize them.
Tottenham last week conceded two goals the last minute of the game.
Leicester did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rashford scored with zero seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing.
Unbelievable.
Late goals are coming into it. Squad depth is going to be huge. That's why teams need to make some transfers now.
Right, but we haven't seen any in the Premier League. I mean, we were trying to read up on it before. We haven't seen any major signings in the Premier League. No,
just rumors. I mean, we only got days left. You know, Monday is the deadline. So. Yeah.
I mean, the only player that's happened, Coutinho, has gone to Aston Villa.
That's it, yeah.
But he hasn't done anything for a couple of years.
No, yeah,
non-existent. Did he not make an impact this past weekend?
He did the first game. I watched the last game.
Fizzled out.
I think he started this time. And it,
right.
Yeah. The pace is a little bit too much for him. Maybe take a couple of games to get into it.
I guess, you know, this is going to be a short one for everybody just to put something out there for everybody to hear.
Monday.
We're gonna get together on Monday. We'll talk about as many transfers.
Will be cool.
And also, we'll throw it out there. Okay. Next Monday, we are going to release the teams that all the Shoreline boys are going to be playing in the spring. So that'll be fun.
Which I have to add, any local soccer fans that listen to us, you definitely should come out and watch some Shoreline games. I mean, they're fun to watch, those kids.
Absolutely. Bring your vuvuzelas.
It's going to be a fun season.
It is going to be
fun. It's only 2 months away.
I can't wait.
2 months away.
2 months away. The boys were practicing on Sunday. It was bitter cold out there. But
it's only February, March. It's not even 2 months, is it?
You know, I have to say, I like one thing that you guys do, and it's that you make the boys practice in the cold weather during the winter months, snow on the ground, you know,
gonna make 20 them tougher. Degrees.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't see that often.
No. Mm-hmm. The boys are okay. They're too suffering as me.
We're standing out there. So
at that point, that's what ends up happening. The older you get, the more you suffer. But, you know, these boys, they're going to be conditioned for something later on in life that not that's many 100%. Players are.
Right.
Because, listen, and I get this isn't the dream for everybody, but when you get older, you play high school soccer, you go to a state tournament, right? You're going into late November.
Yeah.
The temperature is much different than when you started in August.
And these boys, if they get far November, they're going to be like, this is nothing. This is summer. We practice in the dead of winter and 30
degrees. With snow on the ground. Exactly. Right.
So,
because we've seen it many times, teams not be able to play, at least in my coaching experience, because of the cold weather. You know, so
they might hate it now, but they'll thank us later.
Yeah, it'll be a breeze for them once we get going.
On that note,
looks like we're done for today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And look forward to our new episode coming out on Tuesday.
Take care.
Thank you.